"Now then," said Mrs. Bramblewick, smoothing her gloves as though the morning itself needed tidying, "we mustn't dawdle. The rain is only thinking about starting, and once weather begins thinking, it rarely stops at that." Basil Bunny blinked up at the clouds. "Do raindrops think before they fall?" "Oh, yes," said Mrs. Bramblewick. "Some are terribly uncertain. They spend ages wobbling on gutters and window panes, deciding whether to become puddles." Basil considered this very seriously. "Well," he said at last, "if I were a raindrop, I'd land somewhere important."
"Like where?"
"Inside a bakery," Basil replied promptly. "Preferably near a bun." Mrs. Bramblewick hid a smile behind her teacup. At that very moment, a tiny duck in yellow boots waddled past carrying an umbrella far too large for him. Every few steps, the umbrella tipped sideways and spun him in a complete circle. "Oh dear," said Basil. "He appears to be caught in his own weather." The duck stopped spinning long enough to sigh.
"It's the wind," he explained politely. "It keeps borrowing my directions."
"Well," said Mrs. Bramblewick, standing at once, "that simply won't do. Basil, fetch the emergency toffees."
"The mint ones or the brave ones?"
"The brave ones, naturally." Basil rummaged through his satchel and produced a striped tin labelled "For difficult days and slightly confusing Tuesdays." The duck accepted a toffee with great dignity.
"Thank you," he said. "I was nearly blown all the way to Thursday."
And together they continued down the lane, one rabbit, one duck and one very sensible lady, while the rain, after thinking things over carefully, decided to wait a little longer. On the very edge of Bramblewood, in a house that leaned ever so slightly to the left, lived a small bear named Barnaby. Barnaby collected teaspoons. Not ordinary teaspoons, you understand. Oh, no. He collected important teaspoons. The silver one from the great jam disaster. The tiny crooked one he'd found in the bottom of Mrs. Peabody's Wellington boot. And his favourite of all, the golden spoon with a faint smell of cinnamon. Every morning, Barnaby polished his collection while the kettle hummed cheerfully on the stove. But on this particular morning, one teaspoon was missing. Barnaby blinked, then blinked again. "Oh," he whispered, "that simply won't do."